Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the recordings from the book Wisdom for the Devoted, Divine Wisdom and Exhortation Concerning the Devotee's Conduct. We're currently reading on page 71 in the chapter entitled The Torment of the Grave and Its Severity. And again, in this reading, there's one, two, three chapters that we'll be reading today. So let's gather together with the Fatiha and bringing in the light of the prophetic wisdom into our circle. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah Picking up our relationship with the guide, moving through his essential nature as a vehicle to come into closer proximity with Allah. Using his wisdom that he's bringing forth in this book as the vehicle that allows our minds and our hearts something to dwell on as our spirits begin to turn towards the light of the guide, the light of the Prophet, alayhi salam, and the light of Allah, inshallah. This recording is the ninth one, so we're about a third of the way through. And it's starting on page 71. It's actually, yeah, so like I say, a few chapters. The chapter is entitled The Torment of the Grave and its severity. Al-Bara ibn Azib said, "We went out with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to attend a funeral of a man from the supporters, the Al-Ansar. We arrived at the grave, and he was not yet laid down in the grave, and the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sat. We sat around him. We felt heavy, and we felt dizzy, as if birds were circling our heads. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was scratching the ground with a stick that was in his hand. He raised his head and said, 'Seek refuge in Allah from the torment of the grave.' He repeated these words two or three times and then continued, 'Indeed, when the faithful believer is pursuing the final world and is cut off from the lower world, white angels will descend upon him, and their faces will be as the sun, and they will carry a coffin and perfume from the garden. They will sit in the range of his sight. Then the angel of death will come until he sits by his head and says, O secure, tranquil soul, come out to receive Allah's forgiveness and his contentment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, the soul will then leave the body, flowing as a drop of sweat. The angel of death then grasps the soul, and once he does not let it go even for the blink of an eye. The angel wraps the soul in the garden's coffin and perfumes it with the garden's perfume. This fragrance is better than any fragrance found on earth. The angels will then ascend with the soul, passing by throngs of angels who will say, what is this beautiful fragrance? The carriers of the soul will answer, it's so-and-so, the child of so-and-so. He will receive the most beautiful names he was called by in the lower world. When they reach the lowest heaven, they will ask permission for an opening, and it will be opened for them, and the soul will be welcomed by its inhabitants, who will accompany it to the next heaven, and the next, until the seventh heaven. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, write the record of my worshipper in the highest and return him to the earth. For I have created my worshippers from the earth, and I return them to it, and from it I create them again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, then the soul will be returned to the body, and two angels will come and ask the person, who is your Lord? And he'll say, Allah is my Lord. They will say to him, what is your religion? And he will answer, my religion is Islam. And they will ask him, who was sent to you? And he'll answer, he is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they'll ask him, what knowledge do you have? And he'll answer, I read Allah's book, believed in it. I read Allah's book, believed in it, and had faith. Then a voice from heaven will call, my worshipper has spoken the truth, so spread a bed for him from the garden, and clothe him from the garden, and open a door for him to the garden. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, then the fragrance of the garden and its spirit will come to him, and his grave will widen, and there will be space as far as the eye can see. A handsome man with a beautiful fragrance and fine clothing will come to him and say, good news, you will have what will delight you, and this is the day you have been promised. And the deceased will ask, who are you? The man will answer, I'm your good deeds. Then the deceased will say, "Oh, my Lord, please, please establish the hour so that I can return to my family and those who served me." The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, "As for the one who was ungrateful and covered up the truth, who was inclined towards this world and heedless of the final world, angels with dark faces will descend upon him with dirty clothing. They will sit in front of him and make themselves visible. Then the angel of death will come and sit by his head and say, 'O malicious soul, leave your body and come to receive Allah's discontentment with you and anger.' The angel will snatch his soul as a skewer is snatched from a piece of wet wool. The veins and nerves will be cut, and when the soul is taken, it is wrapped in dirty cloth, and it is not left in peace even for the blink of an eye. A foul smell will come from it like that of rotten meat, worse than any bad fragrance found on earth. The angels will ascend with the soul to the heavens and will not pass by any group of angels, who will not say, 'Who is this offensive odor?' The angels will say, 'It is so-and-so, the child of so-and-so.' And he will be called by the worst names he was called by while living in the world. They will continue to ascend with the soul until they reach the lowest heaven, and they will ask permission for it to be opened. But it will not be opened. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then recited, 'Truly, those who deny our signs and are arrogant toward them shall not have the gates of heaven opened for them, nor will they enter the garden until the camel passes through the eye of the needle.'" Quran 7:40. This next chapter is called Thanking Allah for His Blessings. This hadith Qudsi was narrated by At-Tabari and is characterized as authentic. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated that his Lord said, "Myself, mankind, and jinn are in a great serious state. I create them, and other than me is worshipped. I bless them with my bounty, and other than me is thanked. My mercy descends to them, while their evil deeds ascend to me. I approach them with my gifts, and I am the self-satisfied, not in need of them, while they alienate themselves from me with disobedience, though they are in desperate need of my help." The one who returns to me and accepts me, I receive him no matter how far away he is. Whoever turns away from me, I approach him and call him. For I love those who return in repentance, and I love those who seek purification. Those who are qualified by my remembrance become the family who sits with me. The ones who are qualified by their obedience to me are the family of my forgiveness. The ones who are qualified by their disobedience to me, I won't deprive them of my mercy if they return in repentance to me, for I am their physician. If they turn away and reject me, I am still their lover. I afflict them with calamities to purify them from the real calamity. To me, a beautiful deed is rewarded by tenfold of its like, and the offensive deed is equivalent to one offense. But if one seeks forgiveness, I forgive him. I am the most merciful to my people, more compassionate than mother to her child. Then he revealed to his worshiper what he revealed. His heart did not lie about what he saw, about what it saw. Quran 53:10-11. The messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conveyed the truth, and Allah, the Lord of might, glorious is his majesty, spoke the truth. This final chapter is entitled, Jerusalem is made holy by my light. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated that his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, O Jerusalem, you were made holy with my light, and within you is the gathering and the dispersing. On the day of judgment, I will be wedded to you like a bride wedded to her bridegroom. You are my garden, my holy place, and the one elected from among my cities. Whoever lives in you does so with my mercy. Whoever leaves you does so with my discontentment. It was also narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, any person who goes out of his house for no other purpose but to pray in this mosque, his mistakes will be erased, and he will be as when his mother gave birth to him. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Mu'adh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open Asham to you after me, from Al-Arish in Egypt to the Euphrates in Iraq. Their men, women, and spiritual leaders shall be blessed until the day of judgment. So whoever chooses to live in the land of Asham or Al-Quds shall be considered to be in struggle, jihad, until the day of judgment. And Allah says in Hadith al-Qudsi, O child of Adam, you cannot endure my discontentment, nor can you endure my revenge. And indeed, I am the Avenger, Amuntakim, the Almighty, Al-Jabbar. It was narrated by Mahmuna, the daughter of Sa'ad, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked, "Tell us about Bayt al-Maqdis, the house of holiness in Jerusalem." He answered, "It's in the land of the gathering and the dispersing. Go and pray there, because in it each prayer is equivalent to 1,000 prayers elsewhere." He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what if someone cannot reach it?" He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Whoever cannot go, let another bring him a gift of its oil to illuminate his lantern. Because whoever illuminates a lantern with its oil, the angels continue to ask for forgiveness for him for as long as the light of his lantern remains lit." It was also narrated that whoever builds a building in Bayt al-Maqdis, or renovates or beautifies a building, Allah will increase his lifespan and increase his wealth and offspring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "This lamp is found in houses which Allah has allowed to be raised up, that his name might be remembered in them." Quran 24:36. And this refers to Bayt al-Maqdis, the house of holiness in Jerusalem. Ahmad narrated in his reference book that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "A group of people from my ummah will continue to struggle in the cause of the truth, remaining dominant over their enemies. Those who oppose them shall not do them any harm. They will remain in this condition until the hour overtakes them." And it was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, where are these people?" And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "They are found in Bayt al-Maqdis and in the surrounding area." Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Letting the words and the ideas sink in, whatever stands out. Offering thanks to the nature of our guide. Opening up the lamp in our hearts. I will close the recording with Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته